somebody out of farm raised big sausage and get some here. I got a friend, gets, I get some here once in a while. Mm-hmm. We out cooking, so we got to bring the goods.
Mm-hmm. So it has affected our whole food chain.
Sure. Oh, Lord.
Is there anything that has been untouched that's still like it used to be?
I hear people talk about how good butter and buttermilk and all that used to be.
That's why I've been trying all my life to make a potato pie like my mother. And I about reached the conclusion that she had real butter, and the stuff they got now is not real, so I never got in to make it taste like hers. I use the same ingredients, but it don't taste like that.
Really?
Huh. I hadn't thought about it quite like that, too.
Yeah, because even when you bake stuff, it's going to taste different from using the...
Yes.
So I have to go to Africa and get a...
A real chicken.
Know, get the real chickens and then, you know, cows and stuff, and then start anew, and then I can...
You don't have to go to Africa, buy your farm and move out.
Yeah, but where did those chickens come from?
You raise your own.
Yeah, but you have to start with something, so where do you get the chickens from?
Well, when you start with a little bit was you right there, you they got no dust.
I know, I but they the had problem, to have come from someplace.
I guess the problem has...
But all that change has come out of them.
Oh, okay. I got it.
You can't have too many, I think. I think that's probably part of it, is having so many of them all. They don't
cram
probably
together.
Get big enough or anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
So what sorts of foods, did you have a favorite meal or favorite food that your mom cooked for you when you were growing up?
No. It was one thing, when I was growing up, we didn't have 3 meals a day. I mean, 3 real meals.
Really?
Yes. No doubt you had biscuits for breakfast. And you have cornbread and something for lunch or dinner, whatever you call it, and the same thing at night. But it's most different. But there's a vegetable in there. It eat two of those meals.
No meat.
Yes. Well, we was able to eat meat because we raised it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We never were short of meat because we had hogs. And every so often we kill off a beef. We had that too.
Now, did you smoke the hogs or did you salt the meat or do anything like that? Or did you just...
Well, after you kill the hog, you let it drain a little. Then you take, after you sit it a few days, then you could, you call it, salt it down. You quarter of ham, shoulders, and your ribs, and what they call fat back now. Mm-hmm. That's a big, you put all that in some salt. Okay. Pack it, cover it. And put it, you have a big box of it, you put it in. And everybody called it a smokehouse. You put it in this house, and it stayed there for almost a year.
Really?
And it wouldn't spoil.
So then you just go out and cut off what you wanted?
Go out, if you know what your hams are, pull out a ham, which, and use it up, and go back and start over again.
Well, how long would it take before you could actually get to be able to use it, I guess?
Well, you start using it when it's fresh, but the longer it stayed there, the better it, you know.
It's sort of, I think, like when
And some people would hang it up, fix it up and put it in a bag and put it in this house and burn, make a smoke with the hickory wood. Not burn it, just let it sit there and simmer and let it smoke. And you can make your sausage. Most folks would make them. Some of them fry them, about halfway done, put them in a fruit jar. And type a couple of sausage all that's going in the fruit jar and have that fresh sausage. Some of them wrap them in a bag.